Mr. President.
As Security Council President, Russia proposed a closed-door emergency meeting on Monday night, but the US insisted on a public session, having earlier stated there could be no fence-sitters in the Ukraine crisis. And speaker after speaker expressed varying degrees of disquiet or outright condemnation of Russia's recognition of the independence of Donetsk and Luhansk. The US said the United Nations itself was at stake.
President Putin is testing our international system. He is testing our resolve and seeing just how far he can push us all. He wants to demonstrate that through force, he can make a farce of the UN.
The Ukrainian ambassador also argued this was not just about his country.
The United Nations is sick. That's a matter of fact. It's been hit by the virus spread by the Kremlin. Will it succumb to this virus? It is in the hands of the membership.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Criticism of Russia was not limited to the West. African nations expressed particular concern at the breach of the territorial integrity of Ukraine.
Multilateralism lies on its deathbed tonight. It has been assaulted today, as it has been by other powerful states in the recent past.
But Russia said it was precisely the failure of multilateralism that had led Moscow to make its decision, specifically the refusal of Kiev, backed by Washington, to implement the ceasefire agreement meant to permanently end hostilities in eastern Ukraine and give the region autonomy, the Minsk Agreement.
Kiev not only very quickly returned to militant rhetoric and continued shelling civilians, but also did everything to sabotage and eventually destroy the Minsk agreements.
Key to the meeting, what now for the Minsk agreement? Still the only existing framework for peace. The U.S. appeared unequivocal.
Today, President Putin has torn the Minsk agreement to shreds.
Russia disagreed.
Today we can see that many colleagues want to sign up to the idea that the Minsk agreements are dead, but that's not the case, and Kiev is still bound to implement them. We remain open to diplomacy for a diplomatic solution.
But permeating the discussion was the question, is this it? Has Vladimir Putin been amassing his forces at the Ukrainian borders not just to force the West into a dialogue about Moscow's strategic concerns, but also finally to reach a settlement in eastern Ukraine? Or does the Russian president have far wider ambitions? Shia Bratansi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.